game of merriment. We're having a nice little... I like that we're having a nice little merriment session. I feel like this is really nice. Carousing session, if you will, for what you would do in D&D.
We're having our second beach episode, guys. Second.
Well, I didn't... I kind of tricked you into that beach episode, and that turned into a really sad moment. So, I'm making up for it.
Oh, God. Who's leaving the game now?
Sorry, every guys. Time I take you to a beach, I'm going to think people leave.
I know I've been gone for a while, but no.
It's Archer. No, I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. No wonder he's so hot.
No wonder he's so hot. Wait, that makes no sense.
It's okay. It's okay. Everybody can think Archer's hot. It's fine.
No, but why is that doing him leaving?
Because they're going to leave, because they're hot.
Oh, no, they're hot.
Oh, no, he's hot.
All right, so you all...
It's always the ones you get attached to.
You all head on your way into the pier area, and you can hear the sounds of carnival games going, as well as, you know, different rides going off. And, of course, they're playing music over the speakers. The music, of course, is just like how I was playing before. It's very 90s. Probably because it's from the 90s, so they have never updated the playlist.
So, makes sense.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't think it'd be like that, but it do. And as you are walking in, Archer just kind of is looking a little bit more carefully.
Someone out to get you, bro?
No, I'm a little nervous about running into somebody I knew.
Okay. Hmm. Like an ex or something?
No, I don't have any. No. And then they look towards Annabelle, and then they look downward a little bit, and they blush a little bit. I've never had another relationship before.
Annabelle is not paying attention.
What? What's he paying attention to?
The lights. Yeah. Oh. No, I see a plushie stand. Of course, I'm looking at that.
Okay.
So, no, it's more, I mean, I went to school here before.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was that always been, or is that, like, one of those things you changed?
I didn't change it.
Okay, so. I'd done a few things I can't remember what's what.
No, I've been trying not to change a lot.
Okay.
You know, I just don't want to get recognized as all. Especially anyone without my sister.
Anyone have a pair of sunglasses? Maybe we can help you hide your face.
Annabelle goes into her purse.
Pulls out maybe a pair somewhere of in those 8 bags, yeah.
Archer just looks towards you.
I always have sunglasses in my purse.
That's cool, but I won't be able to see because it's nighttime.
I'll guide you, and she'll put her arm around Archer's arm.
Archer smooth. Blushes at that a little bit, and as he places the sunglasses on his face.
Like, yeah, Ash and Iggy, like...
Annabelle glares.
Oh, you don't see Ash, by the way.
Yeah. Ash isn't there.
Of course he's not. And Annabelle will pull Iggy, not Iggy. Yes, Iggy and Archer to the little, like, ball-throwing thing to get plushies.
Oh, okay.
Win me one!
Okay.
For the get third me balls.
Archer just looks towards you. Okay, sure, yeah, why not? Archer just sighs. And then they take off the sunglasses because, of course, they can't fucking see.
Yeah, I know.
So they would be at a huge disadvantage.
But they have the glasses on them, so.
Yeah, they just kind of put them onto the head a little bit. Yeah. Okay.
I pay for each of them to have, like, 5 balls.
All right, Iggy. I would like you to roll 2d6s 5 times, please. No stats with it. They're not actual rolls, but this is just a little game, fun little mini game.
Okay, so roll.
Everything above a 6 is a success. Everything below a 6 is a fail.
So wait, roll 2d6s 5 times?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm Archer's going against you, basically.
He might win. Okay, never mind.
One more. Okay. As you are throwing to hit the pins down, you actually get one more than Archer does. So you win the prize.
Yes!
Good job.
kind of price do you want, Iggy?
let's see. Oh, wait. Animal, what did you want?
No, you pick.
I pick what Animal picks.
Archer just looks towards you. Why don't you pick something for Stella for a nice little souvenir, and I'll try again and win something for Annabelle.
Okay, he's looking around.
Nice, really focused.
No, he's like super hyper focused. He's like, what would she like?
Okay.
The math equations are going.
He's gonna pick like a star-shaped plushie.
Okay.
Like, think like Luma from Mario.
Yeah, absolutely. One of those kinds. Annabelle, you see Archer look towards you now, and now he's not in a competition. He focuses a lot better. And he wins you a prize, and he looks around kind of just like, you want me to pick, or do you want to pick?
No, you pick.
Okay. And Archer just kind of looks. It's much easier without my sunglasses on. He just nods. He just laughs.
Picking up my habits.
And you see them point towards this kind of pink and blue tie-dyed bear. And as they hand it towards him, they hand it towards you. Reminds me of your cute hairstyle.
Oh. She'll take it and hug it really tight and swing with it.
And then he puts the sunglasses back on.
Oh,
after he puts smooth. The sunglasses, she'll give him a quick peck on the cheek.
He just kind of like looks away a little bit as he's blushing. Cool, alright, I'm overwhelmed. He starts walking a little bit blushing. What? And then you see him bump into something. Oof.
Oh god. Wait.
Archer looks over.
I'll just wander around for a bit. Don't worry. You go. Please go to him.
I'm trying to get, where's Laura and Abby? Where I want them to play this.
So yeah. Laura and Abby, as you're both standing there, you haven't left yet. Unless, Lorelai, is there something you wanted to do?
I think Lorelai is kind of just, yeah, what's she doing? I think Lorelai is over, like, doing, like, the whack-a-mole game, sort of.
I want to say Abby's just watching.
Oh, darn, that's what I was trying to get them to do over here. But okay, that works.
And Abby just kind of looks behind you, Lorelai, a little bit, and you hear her go, why do you have so much cotton candy?
What?
And then as you look back, you see Ash has, like, so much cotton candy in his arms.
What? Just getting some for everyone.
You're very, insistent on making sure everyone's fed, aren't you?
Hey, I mean, you know, I...
He's lived like a long time without being able to eat food.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. What?
I thought it was just the Hispanic and him. Don't they like to make sure people like to eat?
She's like, pop, saying these comments.
Like, I wonder what Lorelai's thinking as he's hitting. Bro, 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 bro.
Bro.
Oh, she's really good at that.
I just have a love for food lately, you know?
Okay.
And I want to share with everyone else. Besides, cotton candy contest, anyone?
What's a cotton candy contest?
Gotta eat the cotton candy the fastest. Fastest person to down it wins.
That sounds messy.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Tell you what, you get a head start.
Wait, who gets a head start?
Ash. I'm just gonna watch Lorelai, like thinking like, man, she's really focusing on that black and white.
She's
a racket of them boys.
Lorelai, I would like you to roll 2d6 five times.
Damn it.
She's so focused.
Okay. Forget how do you do this? I always forget how to
Would
do
you like me to roll them for you?
Yes, please.
You got it. I got you. Give me one sec. 2d6. Two. I don't know if you can see them. Three. Four.
Oh, wow.
Five.
She whacked that one mole real
good. Oh, yeah. You are on fire as you hear an alarm go off for high score.
And I got an Iggy for that last one.
You can pick a prize as well, Lorelai. What kind of prize would Lorelai pick?
I think Lorelai is gonna grab a giant, like a big horse plushie.
Oh.
gives it to Abby.
Abby just looks towards it. Won this for me?
It's so funny.
And she just like takes it in her hands and she just looks at it. And then she just hugs it gently. I've never had somebody win me something before. Thank you. And she just looks up towards you, kind of smiling a little bit.
Lorelai rubs the back of her head. She's like, plus, isn't really my thing. If I give it to Pup, he'll just rip it to shreds.
Yeah, he seems like that type. She just laughs a little bit. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. He's
just like going on to his, the blush is like, oh.
While that happens, I pull Archer away so we can go on a roller coaster.
Okay. So you pull Archer away for a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And Abby's just kind of like thinking about like how to store this horse, and you just see her move towards her backpack and like stuff it in just gently, but like where the front part is hanging out of the back of the backpack.
Oh, that's cute. Up,
yeah. I was just gonna ask to borrow Ash's bag, but okay.
I was gonna say the same thing, but this is just too cute. That's
where he's gonna put Stella's gift. So
you're gonna put it in Ash's bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, why do you sound?
No,
wait.
No reason. Don't worry about it. You wouldn't know, so you put it in this bag.
Where did it go?
I know. Like, wait a minute.
I made a huge mistake.
And it was at this moment that he realized he fucked up.
He fucked up.
You know what, though? Nobody has ever tried putting things into Ash's bag, so that's why I'm excited about
you
this.
You know, yeah, that is true.
He was
usually things come out of it, not like, the opposite way.
It holds a lot of shit, so I just thought.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It goes into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in the bag. It's never seen again, ever.
You don't know that.
You don't know that.
Right, for now, it's in the bag as intended.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in some alternate dimension.
No, don't worry about it.
What is this?
Makes its way to Stella.
Don't worry about it. Let's change the topic. So, Emma, you immediately pull Archer to ride on a roller coaster, and they're just looking towards you. I'm surprised you didn't want to invite everybody else for the roller coaster.
No, I wanted the cute moment to be natural without me doing something to fuck it up.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, I probably would have shouted something out.
What? Archer just tilts her head to the side and then, like, takes off their sunglasses. Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
Can't ruin anything.
Well, I mean, I just when there's a cute couple shit, I get really excited about it and want to blurt out stuff. He nervously starts twiddling the teddy bear's like little hands.
What would you have shouted out that you thought would have messed up this whole thing up?
Oh, no, I don't know, like just kiss her already or something.
And they just laugh a little bit. Oh my goodness. Annabelle, that wouldn't have messed anything up.
Abby's been just really nervous about being around Lore, so.
I think this is probably Abby's first crush.
No.
Wait, are you worried about embarrassing her or embarrassing me?
Well,
little from column A, little from column B.
Yeah.
Archer just shakes her head. I would never be embarrassed by email.
Okay.
She says really awkwardly.
Everyone in line turns around.
Yeah, they just jump a little bit. You see Archer just laughing. Belle, you're just so wild sometimes. You're totally allowed to be yourself.
Yeah.
This is absolutely adorable.
It's so adorably awkward. It's adorkable.
Yeah, that's exactly what she is.
Oh,
so you see Archer just kind of laughing towards you, just like looking at you, trying to like wiggle awkwardly.
And yeah, she's doing that like the whole time. She's like rocking herself to calm down out of her nervousness. Yeah.
And you hear from behind Archer, is that Ross Archer? And then Archer just goes, fuck, I took off my sunglasses. That wasn't smart. Archer just sighs. And then Archer looks behind you all, you both, and you see this very jockish type of boy with a few girls and a few boys. They're just kind of talking, so they're facing away. So it's just this one big jock that's facing you right now. And he's just like, "Oh my god, you're back in Solaris?" And he just goes, "Hey, you, it's been a while. How are things? How's your life?" And then he just like shrugs towards you. "I don't know who this person is."
She'll wrap her arm around Archer's arm just to kind of play it cool.
Mm-hmm.
And but she'll have total goth girl, totally just went from like being cutesy and smiling. She'll kind of like gets like a neutral face.
And then you see him just kind of be like, "You don't remember?" And Archer just kind of stops. Wait. And then he stops. CB? And then he points towards him and he's like, "Yeah, Chad Fred Le Creuset." He just nods towards him. And he goes, "Oh, wow, it has been a while. Ooh."
What is so funny about that is the first name that popped in my head was Brad.
It's not just Brad. Enough. It's Chad Brad.
Chad Brad. I. Wow.
And he's just kind of nodding a little bit. I never expected to see you here again when you and your sister moved out. And you see one of the girls kind of pull her head a little bit out towards, like, to see what's going on. And you see this blonde-haired girl. She looks a little bit more on the shy side as she's just kind of looking over, but she looks very well-to-do and looks very popular, even though it's kind of like a Cecily, but really nice Cecily. Like a really, really nice Cecily.
Cecily is nice, but all right, I get it.
like, does charity, not for the resume stuff. And not for just people to like her. Like, she literally does it because that's what she wants to do. As she just kind of looks over and she goes, "Archer, oh my gosh!" And he looks over. "Oh, Linda, right?" And he points towards her and she just nods. "Yeah." And he nods. "Oh god, is the whole..." "Oh no, the whole group is here." And he looks behind everybody as you see they're all kind of talking. You also see this buff goth girl that's just kind of chatting with somebody. And then there's also this younger gentleman who's just kind of has his hair swept back a little bit. He's very quiet. He's wearing but he has like nice round glasses and he looks like he's very hipster as he's talking. And then there's another one who looks a little bit more like kind of like Jax, but in a way that is more like, he's a much more quiet jock. Mm-hmm. So not the same personality as Jax, but more the build and such. And then you can just see a little dude that's just kind of chilling by Chad Brad, who's not leaving his side and kind of glaring up towards Archer a little bit.
Do I see that glaring?
Yes, you do.
Noted.
And he's just kind of like looking towards it, and then Chad Brad like elbows the little dude a little bit and he's like, "Carl, you remember Archer?" And then Carl goes, "Sup?" And he just does. Like, he thinks he sees cool shit, but he ain't cool shit.
Yeah, that's why Annabelle's like, "All right, fucker."
Jesus.
She didn't say it out loud, but in her head, that's what she's saying. Nobody mean mugs my man in front of me. Unless you're doing it behind my back.
And then you hear the goth girl who's very buff. Like I said, she's like, she works out 100%. She just kind of walks over and she just kind of puts a hand out, and like Archer instinctively like puts an arm up, and then she like grabs it and bumps him, and he's like, "Oh god." And she's like, "Oh my god, are you back? Did you move back?" And he's like, "Penny, right? No, sure didn't. I'm just visiting for my sister. Picking up a thing, show my friends around from Wilbridge. This is Annabelle. I can't breathe." And he just kind of like leans over himself a little bit. "I think I knocked the wind out a little bit." Save your Jax. Like the little, the younger man who looks a little bit more like Jax. He kind of walks over. Savior. And he looks towards Belle. Nice to meet you. And then he looks towards Archer. Are you okay? Archer just kind of nods. Cool. Just embarrassed. You know how it goes. And then Savior just laughs a little bit. And then he just kind of looks towards you, Annabelle. So I'm actually like showing my friends around a little bit, but it was nice to see you all again. Great catching up. And then he like looks towards you, Annabelle, and just kind of tilts his head a little bit out of the way.
Mm-hmm. She'll kind of like slightly nod, and she'll like smile and wave at everybody by.
Yeah, and they both start walking away.
Yeah.
And then you just see Archer, like, as you get out of earshot, just like lean against one of the poles. I think she broke a rib. And then he's just like, God,
wait, are you okay?
I'm fine. Wow, she's strong. Fuck.
No, do you need me to do anything?
No. It'll pass. I think it's just, it feels like I bruised a rib, but I'm fine, I'm sure.
They're she kind of like glances back at the group to look at the little guy again.
He's not looking anymore. He's more focused on Chad.
Yeah, that's why. No, but sure. She was making sure.
Yeah. That was, that is the group for, Sunstone High.
Oh.
That is the popular group, and he just sighs.
Did you go to middle school with all of them?
No, that was, first year high school.
Oh.
Freshman year. That was the year we moved. Me and my sister had such a big impact that got pretty popular pretty fast, especially her. I didn't really want to be.
Right. They're a very diverse group.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weirdly similar.
Yeah. They're not all bad.
Oh, no. I mean, like, it's just weird how similar they are to, like, kind of how, like, how we are.
Yeah. It's a little odd, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
It's like that was intentional or something.
I don't know.
Okay. He just shrugs a little bit.
Fourth wall.
Knock,
the
knock.
Eighth wall.
And just so everybody knows, if you haven't, you can check out Talara's Fae over on twitch.tv/GMHina, where all of these characters existed as NPCs that the players of Talara's Fae actually created. So, yeah.
But most importantly, did Linda ever get her ice cream?
No.
hasn't happened yet.
They did not put it in a cold bag.
No.
They didn't get to the cold bag. They were focused on other things. But we'll talk about those another time. So. Archer just kind of looks like he wanted to ride the roller coaster.
It's all right.
I mean, there's more than one roller coaster.
Yeah.
I think they pretty much rode a roller coaster right there.
do you want to continue with the sunglasses?
I mean, it's too late now. They just kind of sigh. And then they just take them off.
You can keep them, though.
This last little bit towards you. I will do so. They do look quite good on me. And
I mean, put them back on. They look really great on you.
You have excellent taste.
Oh, thanks.
And then he kisses your forehead.
She actually does that sound.
And he just laughs towards you. Sorry, I was hoping my past would come back to meet me.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they didn't say anything embarrassing, so I guess it's not that bad.
Yeah, no, I made sure I excused myself a lot sooner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, two of those kids know me past transition, and we don't want to deal with, pre-transition, and I don't want to deal with
that. Right, of course. That's no longer here.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, let's go find Ash and make him ride a roller coaster with us so he throws up all that cotton candy he bought.
Oh, God, I don't want to see that.
No, we could just make him sit in the front.
Can I do meanwhile real quick?
In the back.
Meanwhile!
Like, I like to imagine the rest of the group wanted the bumper cars, and he's like, guys, mine's stuck. And he doesn't see Lorelai going in at 90 miles per hour towards him.
Oh, no.
With Abby trying to tell him, no, don't.
Abby's just like, Abby's riding the speed limit kind of car. Like, she's just kind of, she's vibing. She's vibing.
Like, Lorelai, she bumps, Mario Kart.
When she bumps, she goes,
She's just like, this is like, fun.
Like, Lord's intensely targeting Iggy.
Ash is going to fuck with everybody so bad.
What are you doing, Ash?
He's going to put a thin layer of ice on the ground.
No.
So everything gets even more slippery with the bumper cars.
Okay. Roll use magic, please.
Okay.
You roll it at a -2.
Oh, god damn it.
Because you're driving at the same time.
Yeah. I know.
And you're trying to do this secretly.
Also, like, that's not how that works, but
also,
okay.
Yeah. That is also why, because technically underneath the bumper cars is an electric current of sorts.
Oh, I thought it was, I don't know why, I thought it was like an air cushion one.
That's, no.
No.
Never mind then, I think I'm gonna, I'll retract
No.
That.
The layer of ice appears and just stop
I've
working.
Never heard it. Is are there such air bumper car things
I have
with
never
air?
Heard of
I've
that.
Never
yeah.
heard
yeah.
of
I
that.
Thought that. Never mind.
No, yeah. that's yeah. air hockey because they're light and they're small, but I've yeah. never yeah. heard of anything.
Imagine, like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that That'd would be safer if somebody got off, but then of course they'd fall, but still, it would yeah. be safer. But I don't think that's ever going to happen. Not in... I mean, I don't know carnival ride technology, fuck.
Oh, you're right, it's just been, I don't know why, it's been so long since I've done bumper
That's
cars.
Fine.
I hate driving bumper cars.
Instead, he just joins Lorelai and just, like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
bumping 100%. Into Iggy.
So you guys are both bumping into Iggy.
Oh.
Back and forth,
oh.
Yeah, we're playing air hockey with him.
Oh my god, I just
love this. Anyone stopping this.
Bumper car air hockey.
And then Abby's just slowly rolling by and going, is this normal? Like,
is this, is, Abby will actually call out for both you, Ash and Lorelai. Is that how you're supposed to do this?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, join in. It's fun.
What?
Roll to manipulate someone.
Oh, no.
You can roll with a +1.
Wait, which one of us?
Either one of you. Because you both said
you wanna
it.
Want to take
so.
The honors, Akka?
Huh?
You want to take the honors on this one?
Sure.
Okay, you rolled. Okay. You get a +1 with it.
Well, it definitely gets a +1 if it's Lorelai saying it.
Yeah.
Please work.
Okay.
Oh, this has to work.
One.
A mixed success.
Yeah.
So that's only if she'll. That's only if you'll do something for her. But I'm gonna use my dice of destiny that I had on hold, and that was a lucky. So I'm gonna bump it up to a full success. So you see her go, oh, okay. And then she doesn't book it towards you though. She just kind of just goes at her same speed towards you, Iggy, and then
nudge,
bump. She just kind of left. That was fun.
Iggy's still clamming on his gas. Why can't I move?
Well, does he know that Ash disabled his?
Yeah, I'll say with magic, since I didn't give you, since I told you that the ice wouldn't work, I'll say that you used it to stop the gas line or the electric current from
the electric line,
yeah.
Yeah.
So the electric current that goes from the top of the bumper car to that grid on the top, it doesn't work.
So is this how Annabelle and Archer find them?
Yeah, I think they'll come up to the bumper cars to kind of look for you, and they'll both just look out and go, oh no.
Hey,
I'll go towards the railing and just watch.
Ow.
I think Iggy might throw up.
Abby, go faster!
Yeah, faster! What? She looks over.
Yeah, oh. put some gas to that.
Okay! What? You see her back up, and then she goes a little bit faster. And then,
yeah, that's what I want.
Why are we the only 4 people in the ride?
Everybody else has already gotten off. They're like yelling at you guys to get off.
No, right?
They saw Lori and Ash, and they're like, nope, I'm done.
No, they're just staying. I think they're there, but they're keeping to themselves in, like, the other side of the bumper car ring.
They're not approaching.
They're like, nope.
We're just in our little corner, like,
that's like professional bumper cars happening over there. I don't want to go anywhere near it.
And apparently they're training this one kid. Whoa, poor guy.
Oh, God.
And Annabelle's just egging it on for Abby only.
Abby won't, she's not even going at a good speed to, like, actually bump you.
That's
really
why,
hard.
That's
she's just
why
going,
she's...
bump.
Yeah, that's only why she's doing it.
Nudge him back in the corner, yeah. And make him, like, stay where he
back
is.
Into path of Ash and Lorelai. Oh, I just escaped.
I think this is gonna be a while. Aren't you just gonna know a little bit?
Oh,
yeah.
Why
we could just
is
do something
anyone
else?
What? Stopping this.
just laughs towards you a little bit. And then you see Archer just kind of stop and look towards like the area that poor Iggy's cart isn't working.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And then Archer just kind of smiles coyly. And then see Archer just clap his hands together and then pull them out, and you see the cat's cradle, and then he starts to kind of twist a few of his fingers, and then he turns the whole thing in. Iggy, your car, while you're like, why won't you start? You hit the gas and boom, you burst out.
of the ride? Like, no, in the game?
You just burst and you bump into Ash, and then using the force from bumping into Ash, you bump into Lorelai super hard.
I think that made it worse.
Yeah, the moment I saw him pull the cat's cradle, I quickly turned to see what happens.
Archer just shrugs.
And that's when the ride finally, when the machine finally stopped.
All three of you are feeling a little bit, like, out of order. Abby's just gonna smile like, that was fun.
Flash. Wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Abby, do you like roller coasters?
They're okay.
I'm gonna go on one.
Oh.
I was just wanting to pull at least one of you other guys with us.
Which one is the actual exit? Because I see like five of them.
Abby walks over and helps you out, Iggy. You just kind of smiles.
Go ahead. I'm going to try to stop the spinning.
No, I think you have to go this way, and I turn Iggy the other way.
Oh, no.
Back into the bump.
Abby just goes, no, and she just grabs him and pulls him back out.
No, really, I think it goes this way.
No. And she's just pulling Iggy out. Stop it, Ash. So mean.
Anyone get the number of that car that hit me?
Right here.
Oh.
So wait, is there a winner to bumper cars, or no?
No.
No, it's just a way to beat up on each other, kind of, without actually physically harming the other.
Without
actually physically harming them?
Oh, you moved out really fast, Iggy. Maybe your car just got a bolt of energy?
Yeah.
Archer just shrugs. That? Fancy.
Okay. Ringing in my head has stopped. And
yeah, you should probably take
good.
A seat. Yeah.
Oh. Archer just laughs a little bit.
I'll go for the roller coaster. Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm gonna sit outside the roller coaster. I'll see you guys out.
You all go ahead. I'll sit with Iggy. I'll ride with you in the next one.
She just pouts.
I imagine she's pouting.
Yeah, she is actually pouting.
I got it, man. I'm good, man. I just need to make sure
Archer fine.
Actually kneels down next to you a little bit, Annabelle, and whispers something in your ear, which I'm going to type to you.
Okay.
Oh.
Everybody's
sequence.
1 sec. I'm going to mute my mic so you don't hear all my typing.
That's good. Okay. Well, then we'll play it out that then she'll just nod and then go along with everybody.
Do I notice the Sunstone crew, by the way?
No.
I think you guys went to a different roller coaster.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
There's like, 12 of them in this big pier.
Mm-hmm. Really big ass pier.
I'm kidding. It's like three.
It's like Coney Island,
Yeah, it's like Coney Island.
It's like the Santa Barbara Boardwalk.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I think Lorelai like looks at the roller coaster's like, this one has a lot of loopy loops. Let's go.
Okay.
Done.
Seems like fun. The nodding. The nodding.
Mm-hmm.
You see Archer just kind of smile a little bit and then nod towards you. Cool, I need to sit down anyway. And Archer just takes a seat.
Yeah, make sure he doesn't puke.
I make no promises, and you better puke in the trash can, not on me.
Noted.
Cool.
Which one?
Okay. Annabelle like instinctually puts her hand out for Abby.
Abby just takes it
and she'll go with her.
Okay.
Come on, you two.
Okay.
We saunter along to the loop-de-loop roller coaster.
Okay. While we're on our way. You guys are so bully to Iggy.
I was bullying Iggy.
No, you weren't. They were.
Iggy, Abby looks very upset.
It was just harmless fun.
You guys kept him freaking pinned between you two somehow.
Not their fault. His car wasn't working.
I thought that was part of the game. Exactly. Abby looks sad.
It's okay. A lot of times people do that.
That's so mean. Why are you guys so mean? Abby just looks towards both of you, very disappointed.
Laura goes, gives like this, I'm offended.
Why would you guys be mean to Iggy?
No, it's probably, you know how like siblings can be kind of rough and tough to each other sometimes. I see that's how their dynamic is.
Oh, I don't have siblings, so I don't know that.
Neither do I, but I heard it's like Iggy.
Near is Lorelai. Wait.
The one with siblings. Shit, I don't have that excuse.
The only
this
one.
This is actually how I treat them exactly. Crap.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Shit.
As you all are moving to the roller coaster, Iggy, you take a seat next to Archer, who's just kind of like looking out at everything.
Is it possible to get a concussion from a bumper car?
Yes. I think you're fine, though. Don't worry, I'll reverse it if you do.
That's good. That was fun. Sucks about my thing not working.
I'm glad you guys are having a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm glad I came out here. I always wondered what life was outside of Willow Branch was like, and, yeah.
So you really have never left Willow Branch before at all?
No, actually. I was... Lived there my entire life.
It just nods a bit. Would you want to live in Solaris Bay if you had the chance?
I don't know. Willow Branch is all I knew, so I thought of, like, somewhere else. I never kind of gave it a thought. I mean, it's nice. It really is. This is the parts I've seen. I don't know.
Just nods of it.
I mean, why did your parents leave?
They didn't leave.
Oh.
We left first.
Oh.
My mom eventually came out here.
Right.
Honestly, we were at Willow Branch first a long time ago, but I don't even remember. We moved here when I was still really little.
When your dad, yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I wouldn't move back here, though.
Why not?
And they just kind of watch everything, and they just kind of lean back a bit. They just kind of smile a little bit. I like you guys more.
Oh, we love you too, dude. Don't make it weird, Iggy. What was that? Did I hear something?
Don't make it weird, Iggy.
Oh.
Don't make it weird.
Okay. Nope. We meant totally platonic key. It's good.
He just laughs a little bit. I know what you meant. I was just teasing.
All right. Okay.
Also, man. If you see anybody from Sunstone High, just ignore them.
Iggy just looks around. Isn't everyone here from Sunstone High, if that's the case?
No, I mean currently going. Never mind. Just shake their head. They just laugh towards you.
What?
Don't worry about it. Just wave their hand a bit. And as you all enjoy the rest of the evening... we're going to skip ahead just a little bit to Annabelle because
you snorted. I'm so sorry.
You made a promise.
Yeah.
So that you would let Archer rest. Or he made you a promise.
Yeah.
And after some time goes, as everybody's like exhausted and about ready to head back, Archer just looks towards you, Annabelle, and just says to everybody, I need to do one thing though. Me and Belle will be back soon.
Okay. He's like not really putting any thought to it.
Same.
Yeah, you all are too exhausted. Y'all just start heading off.
You're like, okay.
All right. And then Archer starts to walk with you as he smiles. Come on.
Michelle does nod and follow along.
And you head under the pier. And you see there appears to be kind of like sea-worn cottons of sorts. They're like holy, and you can see like some netting and stuff. It seems to be like draped over a certain area. It doesn't look intentional, but then Archer walks over towards it and lifts one side up and looks towards you. In here.
Okay. The voice crack was not Annabelle, that was me. I'm sorry.
Wow, you're really into it.
I'm sorry. I really love story, and I'm like,
And you see Archer just kind of...
I can practically hear you fanning yourself. Like,
oh my
you don't
God.
Hear my leg shaking. I'm totally fine.
I'm totally fine! I'm totally fine. You actually see... it's very dark in this area as Archer just kind of walks. The moonlight is kind of lighting it up, and actually through the cracks of the pier, you can see the lights from the actual, you know, rides and lights from there. You can also hear farther away because the pier is up higher. You can hear a lot of people like laughing and the roller coaster kind of goes past, and you can hear the screams. And then they lead you to this one area that kind of looks covered in something. You can't quite tell because it's so dark. And they seem to pull it off and just kind of laugh. It's still here. That's so weird. And then you see them pull out something and turn it on, and you see a lantern. And as he kind of like looks towards you with the lantern, you see that there is like a little secret nook. And in this nook, you can see pictures actually hanging up on this like piece of driftwood that he seems to have fashioned into something else. And they just kind of look towards you as you see also there's like this beanbag chair fashioned out of like some sort of cloth that's like waterproof. So probably some tarp. And there are a bunch of like hidden like comic books in a Tupperware container that are just kind of poking out of the sand. And there's a bunch of little things that you notice in there.
Did you set this up?
Hmm?
Wow. She'll go in.
Don't get me wrong, though. He just kind of laughs a little bit. I didn't do this as a romantic gesture. This is more personal, I guess.
She'll look at the pictures.
You can see there appear to be it looks like a girl. And it looks like there are a few pictures that are crossed out with people, like the other kid is crossed out. And then there are other pictures that exist that actually have a young Archer from middle school. The hair is chopped off and very choppy, but Archer seems to be smiling. And their sister is next to them giving a peace sign. They seem to be like at an anime convention of some kind as they're just enjoying themselves. And then you can see another picture of them on the pier with Archer having much more kept hair. And just, you know, these new outfits. Like, they look a little awkward as they're, like, trying to look kind of cool a little bit. And then you can see there is, in the box with all of the different comic books, there's actually a magazine in there. And when you look in the magazine, you actually see shots of Archer modeling. And you can see this brand that exists with this very beautiful calligraphy A.
It's really cool that these are still here.
Yeah. I was actually kind of hoping the tide would wash them away a little bit.
good to have some memories around.
Yeah, it is. My time here in Solaris wasn't something I would call good. I wouldn't call it bad, I guess, but it was hard. And then moving to Will Branch, I became somebody completely different than how I was. But I think that's how I found me a little bit better. But I wanted to show you a little bit of other me. If that makes sense.
Thank you.
I used to take pictures from our house and put them here after I crossed myself out of them. Some of them I would light on fire, throw into a metal bin that I stole from my house, so they don't exist anymore. My mom never got mad. I mean, you met her. She's just always nice. My dad wasn't really in the picture, not out of his fault, but that's just how it was from what we learned. And I wanted her so bad to be mad at me. I don't know why. And even when I went to Will Branch, I started thinking, it's not me. I hid pictures, and I even did it when we went back into the house. But then I realized I don't hate them as much. I think that's because of you.
I can learn more about you. Yeah. She's gonna... Do you mind?
No.
I'm gonna grab one of the pictures that isn't, like, crossed up of Archer when they were younger, and she's gonna take it, and she's gonna fold it and put it in her purse.
You had to pick that one. There's so many less cringy pictures of that, of me than that.
Most of them are crossed out.
You would pick Weeb Archer.
Yeah, I would pick Weeb Archer.
To be fair, I like those conventions a lot because I would dress up as, you know, male characters. Mm-hmm. Where I kind of figured everything out. That's fine. You can have the picture that's the most embarrassing out of the bunch, I guess.
You
don't want the modeling magazine?
I mean, I don't want to seem weird.
Why? Because you like me modeling? He raises an eyebrow towards you, smiling.
I mean...
Shakes his head towards you.
I just don't want you to think I'm looking at you that way, okay? You're not just a body to look at and a pretty face. And pretty eyes and a gorgeous smile.
He just laughs towards you. God, all of this flattery. I'm going to burst at the seams. Also, my sister wants pictures of this swimsuit. You have inspired her.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, it's not that fancy in this little secret spot, but I thought maybe it would be good to check back here, and I'm glad I took you with me.
I'm glad you brought me here. I got to see a part of you that not a lot of people get to see.
It's not a bit. I'm glad I live in Wolf Ranch. I'm glad I live with all of you.
glad you're at Will Branch too.
As you can see from Sunstone, it was
it was different.
It is not bad, but different. Not my cup of tea.
No, but it's still a part of you.
It is.
She immediately starts blushing. Just out of nowhere.
You okay?
No, I feel like they're probably thinking we're being weird because we didn't go back with them.
So?
Oh, I don't know. She immediately, like, turns away and, like, wipes her forehead like, shit, I'm sweating.
I mean, we can't control their imaginations.
Oh, God. Ew.
Use a condom!
Little do you know, they're actually just knocked out.
Yeah, they're all like, on the couch. Their bodies, everybody who was on the bumper cars are like, their bodies are so they're just like over the couch side.
Like, meanwhile, we're Ashton's to Iggy and Lauren goes, so who do you think made the first move?
Only he would. Because he knows her.
probably Belle.
She probably moved the left the pawn first.
What are you guys talking about?
Chess.
Oh. Why would they be playing chess?
Oh.
It's an intense game of chess.
Oh. I hate that.
So, who would make the first move? Sorry.
Jesus.
Queen takes knight.
Oh my.
It's getting saucy.
Back to the cuteness.
Now that's what I call checkmate.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Archer just kind of sighs and, like, shakes his head towards you. You shouldn't be worried about them. This is, like, not a romantic place to do anything anyway, to be honest.
I mean, I've heard stories. I mean, I'm not I'm not insinuating.
He starts laughing a bit.
I just noticed Akka's username.
Yeah, no. Archer just laughs towards you. Wow, I've never seen you that shade of red.
Oh man, Will Branch has really changed me.
If you weren't part of Will Branch, what would you have done?
Oh.
Juvie.
Yeah, that's the first thought that went into my head. I probably wouldn't be how I am.
Well, that makes two of us.
Yeah.
I like you how you are too, though.
She'll kind of like the way a little bit and then like scoot closer.
He just giggles towards you as you kind of like wave back and forth.
Yeah, that's all she does. She just waves back and forth.
And he just goes, oh, hey, I want to show you something.
Oh.
And as you look towards him, he kisses you.
The squeal.
And then as he releases the kiss, he stands up and smiles. Come on, it smells like low tide in here. And he holds out his hand towards you. This is not a romantic spot for a kiss.
It's not the spot that makes the romance. And she'll take his hand and get up.
He just laughs. I guarantee you that if we were to kiss on the beach out of the undertow area, I feel like it would be a lot better.
If I'm with you, then it's romantic.
He just laughs towards you as he starts to walk out.
Hey, I was trying to be cute! She'll walk after him, like, yelling.
You don't have to try, he says back towards you.
I don't like that. She says, like, broken.
And as you both start heading back to the Archer Estate, we're gonna end the session there. Thank you, everybody, so much for hanging out with us. This is Will Branch, senior year, our Monster of the Week campaign. If you like what you listen to, and you're listening to this in audio podcast form, you should leave a review. You can also check out our other streams over on twitch.tv/emhina, Or you could also check out my podcast if you want to, because I have a D&D one that's going to be a homebrew one soon. It's going to be exciting, which is anchor.fm/wyvern/mark. Other than that, I'm going to go look for somebody to raid. So if anybody wants to talk about their favorite parts, that would be fantastic.
I'm saying it right now. Lorelai giving the plushie to Abby. Very adorable.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Iggy getting double teamed by Ash and Lorelai.
I was about to say that to myself. Yep. Oh, wait a minute.
And he brought, and he, the thing is, like, he doesn't think there's any mouths or like, he's just like, man, it was really unfortunate my car broke down.
Has no idea.
Getting thrown around like a freaking golf ball.
Coo,
okay.
Coo.
Playing air hockey with him, you know.
I really like this episode. For sure.
I'm glad you guys liked it. It's a nice little calm one, and we'll definitely be starting our mystery next session. So we appreciate you all so much for hanging out with us. Sometimes these are really good for just character development and just getting to know everybody. So I'm very thankful I get to share these moments with everybody. So thank you very much for playing with me as always, and thank you everybody for listening and watching. We're going to go ahead and raid one of our streams for Rolling Together, which is the fourth culture. They've been live for 3 hours, but they look like they're still going for a little while, so we're just going to go ahead and raid them. So if you want to give them some Bean Brigade love, that would be really nice. To do that, I'm going to go ahead and post those raid commands. 1 second. Give me 1 second. And then raid. That's right. There it goes. I know it looks weird, but if you copy and paste that one and you're a subscriber, it'll work, I promise. So with that, we're going to go and move to our... I didn't realize we were in subscriber-only mode in our chat. Whoopsie poopsie. Uh-oh. Well, it looks like follower, actually, because we had somebody from our follower actually comment, so it looks like we're fine. But we're going to go ahead and go to our credits scene. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us. Tomorrow we will be live with another session of Wyvern Smart. Well, I almost said Will Branch again. That's not right. Wyvern Smart. So come hang out with us then at 6 p.m. Until then, stay safe, be kind, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. I want you to-